AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. South Korea's leaders say they've agreed with the U.S. on a $350 billion investment package. The package will be divided into $200 billion in direct cash payments and $150 billion in shipbuilding investments. U.S. tariffs on autos will also be lowered to 15%. Israel's military says the ceasefire was back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight across the Palestinian territory. Local hospitals report more than 100 people were killed. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump defended Israel's decision, saying Israel was responding to Hamas killing an Israeli soldier.
They killed an Israeli soldier, so the Israelis hit back, and they should hit back. When that happens, they should hit back.
Hamas has denied being involved in that deadly shooting and in turn accused Israel of violating the ceasefire deal.
Israel's military says the ceasefire's back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes across the Palestinian territory that has killed dozens of people, including women and children, according to local hospitals. The strikes, the deadliest since the ceasefire started on October 10, marks the most serious challenge to the tenuous truce to date. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he had ordered the military to conduct powerful strikes over Gaza after accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. Hamas said in response that it would delay handing over the body of another hostage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Federal Reserve is expected to cut its short-term rate today. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce Wednesday that it's cutting its short-term borrowing rate for the second time this year, but it'll do so without some much-needed data. Because of the federal government shutdown, September's jobs report, which was supposed to be released 3 weeks ago, is still postponed. And October's hiring figures, to be released November 7th, will also likely be delayed. The Fed had said it would likely implement rate reductions in October and December in an effort to shore up growth and hiring. But if job gains pick up soon, the Fed may not detect the change. And if hiring rebounds after weak job gains during the summer, additional rate cuts may not be justified. Right now, the key rate is about 4.1%, which most Fed officials believe is high enough that it's restraining the economy's growth. Donna Warder, Washington.
And world shares were mostly higher today. This is AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Elon Musk has launched Grokopedia, a crowdsourced online encyclopedia that the billionaire seeks to position as a rival to Wikipedia. And AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on the death of a Raiders football legend.
Las Vegas Raiders legend George Atkinson has died at 78. Hard-hitting former Raiders safety who struck fear in his opposition, George Atkinson, died in Georgia. That's according to the Raiders, who didn't reveal a cause of death. Atkinson was a key part of the Raiders' Soul Patrol secondary in the 1970s. He helped them win their first Super Bowl. Atkinson played 144 games, mostly with the Raiders, and was known for his physical play. Atkinson's twin sons, George III and Josh, both played football at Notre Dame, with George Atkinson III having a brief NFL career that included a stint with the Raiders. He remained connected with the organization until his death. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A new Democratic lawsuit by Democratic state officials is seeking to uncork emergency money to help tens of millions of Americans be able to keep buying food after federal SNAP funding runs dry Saturday if the government shutdown continues. The lawsuit, by multiple states, focuses on a federal contingency fund with roughly $5 billion in it. North Carolina's Attorney General Jeff Jackson says he doesn't buy the government's argument that they lack the funds.
The truth is, the department has the money.
Accusing Republicans of playing politics.
And this is wrong, and it's against the law.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, helps about 1 in 8 Americans buy groceries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A judge is extending an order barring the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. Federal Judge Susan Ilston granted a preliminary injunction that bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. The order is now in effect indefinitely. Ilston was nominated by President Bill Clinton and says she believes the evidence will ultimately show the mass firings were illegal and in excess of authority. Lawyers for the government say the district court does not have the authority to hear personnel challenges, and President Trump has broad authority to reduce the federal workforce, as he pledged to do during the campaign. The president of the American Federation of Government Employees says President Trump is illegally firing thousands of federal workers, specifically those carrying out programs and policies the administration finds objectionable. I'm Ed Donahue.
Vice President J.D. Vance says he believes U.S. military members will be paid at the end of the week, but did not specify how the Trump administration will reconfigure funding in the second longest government shutdown to do that.
Will the troops get paid on Friday? Yes. We believe that we can continue to pay the troops on Friday.
Earlier this month, the Trump administration ensured they were paid by shifting $8 billion from military research and development funds to make payroll. But it's unclear if the Trump administration is willing or able to shift money again.
Look, we're trying to keep as much open as possible, and we're exploring all options. There are limitations on all these funds. There are limitations on how you can use them.
Vance made the comments to reporters Tuesday after lunch with Senate Republicans at the Capitol. Both parties blame the other for the shutdown. Air traffic controllers are now working without pay as the government shutdown catches up to their paychecks. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at LaGuardia Airport Tuesday pleading their case and making it clear that recent delays may only get worse.
On Sunday, 44% of the delays were because of staffing shortages. Yesterday, that number was 24%.
He says many are calling out sick, working second jobs.
Those are the very people who have now looked for side jobs. You've heard the stories of controllers working at an Uber or a DoorDash.
The FAA was already short on staff before the shutdown, but Duffy says the situation is making things worse for training new controllers and keeping seats filled. Julie Walker, New York.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military carried out 3 strikes against boats in the Eastern Pacific, killing 14 people. In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. 2 boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the 4 boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump's lawyers want a New York State appeals court to toss out his hush money criminal conviction. The lawyers say federal law preempts state law and there was no intent to commit a crime. The attorneys filed their written argument with the New York Supreme Court's appellate division, First Department, late Monday. In June, the lawyers asked a federal appeals court to move the case to federal court, where the Republican president can challenge the conviction on presidential immunity grounds. Trump was convicted in May of 2024 on 34 felony counts, alleging that he falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The case was brought by the Manhattan District Attorney. Julie Walker, New York.
Hurricane Melissa made landfall overnight in Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Melissa isn't as strong as when it pummeled Jamaica, but it's still powerful enough to generate a storm surge of up to 12 feet.
So it's going to remain a pretty powerful system for the next several days as it moves across the northern Atlantic.
Reinhardt says next for Melissa, the Bahamas.
So it's going to continue moving off to the northeast and eventually pass near or to the west of Bermuda later on Thursday and Thursday night as a hurricane.
Meanwhile, Jamaica is assessing the damage. Local disaster officials say there's extensive damage in southern Jamaica, and the southwestern parish of St. Elizabeth is underwater. More than a half million homes and businesses are without power. I'm Donna Warder.
Mackenzie Scott has donated $60 million to the Center for Disaster Philanthropy. The nonprofit is calling the gift a transformative investment. The donation is one of Scott's largest to a nonprofit and the biggest the center has ever received. The funds will help communities better prepare for and recover from disasters. Scott, who gained her wealth through Amazon shares after her divorce from Jeff Bezos, has donated over $19 billion since 2019. Soon after her divorce, Scott signed the Giving Pledge, promising to give away at least half of her wealth throughout her lifetime. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8%. All three indexes set an all-time high for the third straight day. Strong profit reports helped drive gains for UPS and PayPal. That offset losses for Royal Caribbean and D.R. Horton. Moves were modest in the bond market ahead of a few potentially market-moving events. Those include Wednesday's decision on interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Damian Troisi, New York.
While consumer confidence about their current financial situation rose slightly, consumer confidence about their future financial prospects weakened as Americans remain anxious about elevated prices and inflation. The Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index for October fell by 1 point to 94.6. Analysts were expecting the reading to come in unchanged from the revised numbers for September. 1 year ago, the reading was 109.5. And a measure of Americans' short-term expectations for their income, business conditions, and the job market also dipped by nearly 3 points to 71.5, well below 80. Readings below 80 can signal that a recession might be looming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Amazon is expected to cut about 14,000 corporate jobs as the online retail giant ramps up spending on artificial intelligence. CEO Andy Jassy has encouraged employees to get on board with the company's AI plans after announcing a $10 billion investment in building a campus in North Carolina that'll expand its cloud computing and AI infrastructure. Jassy has aggressively sought to cut costs since becoming CEO in 2021. Teams and individuals affected by the job cuts will be notified on Tuesday. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a go-ahead two-run homer off Dodgers two-way star Shohei Ohtani in the third inning, and the Blue Jays bounce back to tie the World Series at two games apiece with a 6-2 Game 4 win. Guerrero spoke through interpreter Hector LeBron.
We are like the talk of the series, but when we are between those two lines, we'll compete.
Ohtani allowed four runs in six innings in his World Series pitching debut and went 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. He spoke through interpreter Will Ierton.
We're facing the top of the best of the best, so I think it's not that easy.
NBA Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 to overcome 36 from Jalen Brunson in the Bucks 121-111 win over the Knicks. And Saints rookie QB Tyler Shuck will make his first NFL start Sunday against the Rams. The WNBA has offered players a 30-day extension to continue negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement, according to two AP sources. The current CBA is set to expire on Friday. Tensions have been rising in recent weeks as the sides try to work out a new deal. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert.
I highly respect the players.
Stars like the Minnesota Lynx, Nafisa Collier, have criticized the league and Commissioner Engelbert.
Right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
When the last CBA deal had expired in 2019, the two sides agreed to a 60-day extension and eventually ratified the current CBA in January 2020. The NCAA is delaying a rule change that will allow athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The Division I board voted Tuesday to delay the effective date of the sports betting legislative change, moving it from November 1st to November 22nd. A rarely used rule allows 30 days for each Division I school to vote to rescind a proposal if it is adopted by less than 75% of the Division I cabinet. The original vote to approve betting was under that threshold earlier this month. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.